May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Imagine, if you would, that this morning you got up, had a cup of coffee, had a bowl of cereal, and thought, you know, I'm just going to stay at home today. Then later this afternoon, the phone rings, and somebody who didn't do that was here and said, guess what? Jesus did exactly what he said he was going to do. He came back, and he came to St. Paul's. What would your response be? Yeah. Exactly. Much like Thomas, I think many of us would say, I'm sorry, he may have been there, but I don't believe it. I got to see. I've got to know. I've got to touch. I've got to see it with my own eyes in order to believe. You may have seen it. You may have been there, but that does me no good whatsoever. I really feel for Thomas. All the disciples excited. They'd experienced exactly what Jesus said. He came and he stood among them. And Thomas is thinking, and I missed it. Just a week later, they're all gathered there in that room together again, and Thomas is with them, and Jesus gives Thomas another chance. He comes and he stands among them, and he says, peace. Peace be with you. And Thomas sees, and Thomas believes. To me, the real clue in all of this is the fact that the disciples were gathered together in that room. They weren't dispersed all over the place by themselves, but they were gathered as a community of faith. And it was into that community that Jesus chose to come. It was in that community of believers, supporting one another, living with one another, sharing one another's hopes and burdens and joys, that Jesus chose to stand and be with them. Thomas then later is with them and experiences the exact same thing. There is a lesson here. We are a people that are called into a community of faith. And in just a few minutes, we are going to pour water on Millie's head, and she is going to become a part of this community. And it becomes our responsibility and our joy to share the reality of the risen Christ with her. If she is going to know, she is going to need to be in the community of faith, sharing with us the presence of Jesus. Now, just like Thomas had the opportunity to touch and feel and see and know, we are given that opportunity as well. In just a few minutes again, we will come to the altar rail and we will extend our hands and we will get the opportunity to feel and to touch and to taste the reality of Jesus' presence with us. In the sacrament of body and blood, bread and wine, week after week. Just as the disciples were gathered, we are gathered and fed and nourished and made whole by the presence of the risen Christ. Thomas, to me, is the greatest example. If you think you can do it by yourself, you can't. Just like Thomas, you're going to miss it. We are called to be here. We are called to be a part of a community that is alive in the presence of Jesus. And as we do, the reality of that event so long ago becomes real for us today. Jesus stands among us and draws us together and looks at us and says, "Peace be with you." Thanks be to God, we didn't sleep in today. Thanks be to God, we are here. Thanks be to God, we are here, and so is Jesus. Amen.